From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia's defense ministry says one of its planes was shot down near the rebel-held town of Sarakep, Syria. Multiple witnesses say the pilot was killed after opening fire on rebels trying to capture him. Turkey's military says it has suffered its single deadliest day in its offensive against Syrian militias in northern Syria. Five soldiers were killed in the Afrin region when their tank came under attack. Two soldiers were killed near the tank attack, the other along Turkey's border with Syria. In retaliation, Turkey said its jets later struck Kurdish targets in the area. U.S. President Donald Trump says a disputed Republican Party memo alleging FBI investigators abused their powers in the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him, despite a contrarian view by most Democrats. Earlier, he spoke with reporters about this memo.
I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that and you see that and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves and much worse than that.
For their part, Democrats condemned the release of the memo and said Republicans have selected certain facts in a bid to help the president and undermine the Russia probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
The point was to selectively declassify information so that it would support a narrative favorable to the president.
Throughout his presidency, Mr. Trump has complained the Russia probe is a witch hunt. U.S. authorities continue to survey the scene of a deadly train derailment that occurred in the U.S. state of South Carolina. Reuters news agency says two people have died with at least 50 injured, while other news sources say the number of injuries has exceeded 70 people. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence embarks on his trip this week to Northeast Asia. It's meant to enhance his profile. He plans to visit as many as 10 countries this year and help counter North Korea's charm offensive at the Winter Olympics. Pence's presence will be due to his grave concerns that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will hijack the messaging around the Olympics. The North Koreans have been master manipulators, he says, in the past. He says it's a murderous state. By being on the Korean Peninsula this week, Pence is going to ensure that from a messaging standpoint, it isn't turned into weeks of propaganda, according to one official. And then after he receives a briefing about ballistic missile defense systems Monday at an air base in Alaska, Pence will continue on Air Force Two to Japan. There is grief and anger on the small South Pacific island nation Kibachi after the disappearance of a ferry carrying about 80 people. Many of those on board were students heading back to school for the start of school. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
In 2013, another maritime tragedy claimed 35 lives. Yet some islanders complain that little appears to have been done to address safety concerns identified after the earlier tragedy. Politicians are also asking questions after the most recent disaster and want to know why it took 8 days to raise the alarm after the ferry went missing. One Kiribati MP said the missing ferry was unseaworthy and should never have been allowed to set sail. Kiribati, an archipelago about halfway between Hawaii and Australia, is a former British colony and gained independence in 1979. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
The island nation of Maldives is in the midst of a political crisis. The government has warned its agencies to reject any calls by the country's Supreme Court to impeach the president, Abdullah Yameen. The top court last week ordered the release of 9 political dissidents and 12 lawmakers who opposed the president, including an exiled former president. Mohamed Nasheed was the country's first democratically elected leader. The judges said that the cases have been politically motivated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives entered coalition talks Sunday with knotty issues still to untangle with their historic center-left rivals, but a deal could finally be in sight. Merkel professed her goodwill, but also some expectation that there will be some tough hours of talks ahead as her Christian Democratic Union negotiators arrived on a social Democratic Party headquarters in Berlin. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.